Welcome to English Through History. If you enjoy the content, please subscribe, like, or leave a comment. It's appreciated by our small team here, and it helps us to create more content. We hope you enjoy today's episode. Chatsworth House, located in Derbyshire, England, is one of the most famous and architecturally significant stately homes in the UK. Distinguished physically, the house has been used on screen to represent a particular aristocratic era. It is open to the public, and you can enjoy the remarkably preserved estate yourself. The estate has a long and rich history, with connections to important historical figures, political movements, and artistic developments. In today's episode, we will be talking about the history of this remarkable house, its owners, and the swirling politics surrounding it and them. Chatsworth House story begins in the mid-16th century with Sir William Cavendish and his wife, Bess of Hardwick. Bess, one of the wealthiest and most influential women in England, persuaded her husband to buy the Chatsworth estate in 1549. Bess herself was a fascinating woman. She became one of the most influential women of the 16th century in England. She rose from relatively modest origins to become one of the wealthiest and most powerful women in the country, all through a series of strategic marriages and sharp business acumen, and her ability to navigate the political landscape of Tudor England. Together, they began construction on the house in 1553, and while Sir William died shortly after, Bess completed the house, and it became the family seat of the Cavendishes, who later became the Dukes of Devonshire. Bess of Hardwick played a crucial role in shaping Chatsworth and the fortunes of her descendants. She later built Hardwick Hall, another famous stately home nearby, while continuing to develop Chatsworth. It was during the English Civil War of 1642 to 1651 that Chatsworth first gained significance, primarily due to the political and military allegiances of its owners, the Cavendish family, and its strategic location in Derbyshire. During the war, it suffered damage and was occupied both by royalist and parliamentarian forces at different points. After the war, Chatsworth underwent reconstruction and refurbishment under the first Duke of Devonshire, William Cavendish. The first Duke played a key role in bringing William of Orange to the throne during the Glorious Revolution of 1688, which brought the Cavendish family considerable political clout. In the late 17th century, the fourth Earl, who became the first Duke, began rebuilding Chatsworth in the Baroque style under the influence of architect William Talman. This transformation turned Chatsworth into one of the grandest houses in England. The house was largely completed by the early 18th century. In the 18th century, this saw the fourth Duke and his successors enhancing the estate's grandeur. The fourth Duke commissioned famous architect James Payne to make further additions and, most notably, the grounds were redesigned by renowned landscape gardener Capability Brown. His work created the rolling parkland and river views that characterise the estate today. It was during this time the Cavendish family continued to amass a significant art collection, which today includes works by Rembrandt, Van Dyck and other masters. The 19th century saw perhaps the most significant changes under the 6th Duke of Devonshire, who was also known as the Bachelor Duke. He was passionate about art, culture, and architecture, and he dramatically expanded and renovated Chatsworth. Under his direction, the famous Emperor Fountain was installed, one of the tallest gravity-fed fountains in the world, as well as the Grand Conservatory designed by Joseph Paxton, who would later become famous for designing the Crystal Palace. The sixth Duke also entertained some of the most notable figures of the age at Chatsworth, which included Queen Victoria, Charles Dickens, and Prince Albert. His improvements solidified Chatsworth's reputation as one of England's grandest stately homes. The 20th century was a challenging time for many English country houses, including Chatsworth. Two world wars, along with changing political and economic conditions, led to the decline of many estates. During World War II, Chatsworth was used as a dormitory for a girls' school. And after the Second World War, the 10th Duke of Devonshire inherited Chatsworth. Unfortunately, the estate faced significant financial challenges due to high death duties, which are inheritance taxes, which required the sale of some land and some properties. Despite this, the family worked hard to restore and maintain the estate. The 11th Duke, Andrew Cavendish, and his wife, the famous socialite and writer Deborah Mitford, played a crucial role in modernizing the house, opening it up to the public in 1949. Their efforts helped preserve Chatsworth for future generations. The couple was instrumental in revitalizing the house's financial stability by attracting tourism and finding ways to balance heritage with sustainability. The current custodian of Chatsworth is the 12th Duke of Devonshire, Peregrine Cavendish, who continues the family's tradition of preserving and enhancing the estate. A £32 million restoration project completed in 2018 restored many of the house's original features, including its stonework, interiors, and its collections of art and furniture. The estate has diversified, offering tours, gardens, an on-site farm shop, and seasonal events to generate revenue and ensure its preservation. Chatsworth is a masterpiece of English Baroque architecture with significant later additions in the classical style. The house is known for its grand staterooms, fine art collections, and intricately decorated interiors. The surrounding parkland and gardens, all designed by Capability Brown and later expanded, are considered some of the finest examples of English landscape design. Chatsworth has appeared in various cultural works, including films like Pride and Prejudice in 2005, where it served as the location for Pemberley, the TV show Peaky Blinders, and The Crown, amongst many others. The house's extensive art collection, gardens, and historical legacy make it an essential part of Britain's cultural heritage. To conclude, today, Chatsworth House is not only a symbol of aristocratic wealth and power, but also an example of how such estates can adapt to modern realities and continue to thrive through careful management, public engagement, and preservation efforts.